Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzz to Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we are going to be covering Umbrella Academy Season 4, Episode 3, The Squid and the Girl, and Season 4, Episode 4, The Cleanse.
Yes, we are. And we have disclaimers. There will be cursing, obviously. There's going to be
not obviously
spoilers. I guess there might be spoilers. And we are having things to drink. What are you having, Natalie?
Milk. Sorry, it's the
is
middle of
the day.
Is there some tie
into this episode or what?
What?
The milk. Is it
a tie-in?
Yeah.
No. I wanted milk. I had to get rid of the rest of the milk in my fridge, so milk. I don't know. Let me think.
Okay,
it's milk toasty?
Okay, yeah, that might be. Yeah, maybe. I am having coffee, which is what Five should be having. If, in fact, Five were Five in this season, which he's not. He's like a pale shadow of Five. He should have a mug like the one that I have that is going to be in the photograph for this episode that I got in trouble for at my own office. But in any case, he's not. And I'm just the spirit of what Five ought to be is what I am bringing to this.
I don't think he's the only one, but either way. So Season 4, Episode 3, The Squid and the Girl, there's a flashback to a news story about a young girl who was cut out of a giant squid, and all she could say was, "The Cleanse," with Reginald in the background. All right.
Yep.
How she got in that squid, what that has to do with anything, I don't know. We never find out. The group discuss what happened. Lila and Five reveal the genes' identity, and Klaus is upset with Allison for giving him Marigold. He thinks that she just wanted to fuel her savior complex and ignore her own problems like she's been doing the past few years. And Klaus starts pointing out everyone's problems. He's like, daddy issues, mommy issues, daddy issues. And then he looks at Lila and is just like, you're actually self-actualized. I disagree, but sure.
Yeah, I know.
I can understand if Klaus couldn't come up with one for her because he doesn't really know her that well, but like, I don't know. Klaus mentions Ray leaving and picking up the pieces afterwards, which is the only, I will go ahead and spoil this, is the only mention of Ray in this entire season, even though he was brought back to this timeline
to be
Allison.
Yeah.
And that just went somewhere else. I don't know where, but
I do
down the trash.
Klaus being pissed and calling Allison out, though.
Yeah, absolutely. And Klaus takes this as a challenge to become the old Klaus and walks into traffic. Okay, that's not necessarily what I don't know. Allison says she's done being the bad guy in the family, and I just ask, are you? Because you're not really acting like it, because you didn't apologize to anybody but Victor, kind of. And you just didn't apologize, did you? And I think that Lila being the one to tell her that everyone's okay with it is really stupid to me, because Lila got the best out of the situation. Like, she doesn't have her powers, which she wanted and liked, but she really didn't. Like, it caused her to lose her family because the handler shot her family and stuff like that. And so she got her family back. She got, like, a life that she can find a little bit of fulfillment in it, even if she's a little bit miserable in her marriage. But, like, of all the people to be okay with this, it seems odd that Lila is the one that we're, like, seeing as the person who's the most okay with it. Well, it makes sense for that, but, like, do you know what I mean?
Here's my small thing. I understand what you're saying. I also really don't care that much about any of it at this point.
Well, no, let me put it this way. Lila being the voice for the group makes no sense to me because her situation. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah, no, she is not the voice of the group. She's barely the voice of Lila.
She was not the most, like, done wrong by Allison. I don't think she should be the one saying when Allison is welcome back.
Yeah, Luther should be the person deciding. Or, you know,
and they've completely forgotten that Luther has a personality. So why?
He's just the big goofball. Yay.
fucking
There is more
sucks.
to it.
And he lost his fiance, his wife, actually. They got
Yeah,
married.
they got married.
And there is no mention of Sloane.
No.
Really, none.
No.
Anyway, so
No.
Ben has glowing red sores on his arm from where he touched Jennifer. Luther mentions the Hargreaves military gear, and they're starting to think that Jennifer was one of them, and that's why Reginald had her there. Ben decides to go off on his own.
To find her.
Diego tells Lila about what he saw the other night, and she acts like she didn't know what he was talking about, even though like she doesn't she acts like he she doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to like the restaurant part, even though that's literally what he said to Five the other night in the car. He was like, "Oh, I saw her with some guy at the diner or whatever the other night," and Lila was awake for that.
Yes, she heard
So
it.
she
This
should
is
know what he's talking about, and she should just put his I there's so many potholes.
you paid more attention to this go around than I did.
At
I was
least
just
this
kind of
episode,
zoning out.
yes. She says she needed something for herself and isn't satisfied with this life. Diego says he doesn't like where his life is either, but he at least shows up to their marriage and doesn't just kind of like wallow in self-pity, even though apparently that's what he does.
Yeah.
He's just being a hypocrite there, I guess. Ben sees flashes of Jennifer as his arm glows. Jennifer wakes up in a farmhouse and is greeted by the Jeans. They try asking about the cleanse, but Jennifer doesn't have the answers. And they have an alpaca farm. Okay.
Well, right. No, that they take her to a barn, and the
No,
barn.
that's later. That's later. That's later.
Oh, yeah. You see, I really was not paying attention. I just did not care. There it will come a point in my notes where I'm just writing over and over and over. I don't care.
Anyway, Lila, Five, and Diego go to the Keeper's HQ. Lila makes her and Five blink to the subway station, and Five explains the situation with that. The map is too confusing to understand. They go on a train. Class, meanwhile, starts raiding Allison's class house. This is the most pointless thing that's ever really
I
happened
really
on
was not
Umbrella
paying
Academy, in my
attention.
opinion.
Yeah, okay.
I hate this because Klaus is one of our favorite characters, and now
Yes.
he's just devolving.
Yeah.
He starts raiding Allison's house for stuff to sell and for drugs, and Claire catches him. He snaps at Claire and says it's too late for him, even though you're fully making this decision on your own. Like, what are you talking
Knowing
about?
what you're doing. Yeah, knowing
Yeah,
this.
like you do have a choice here, dude. Diego searched the trash and looks at some files about the cleanse and Ben's death in them from the original timeline. Lila.
About one other thing. So Klaus, if the claim is that he has to do drugs to control his power so they don't overwhelm him, he went through this whole thing with Reginald learning to control them.
Yeah,
Like, what in the fuck?
without drugs.
Yeah, what in the fuck are we doing?
I don't know.
Actual fuck.
Did you didn't you know any development from any of the characters was completely erased this season? Didn't you know that?
No.
Anyway, Lila and Five go to the station and find themselves in the apocalypse with Old Five. Diego breaks down what has once they come back. Diego breaks down what has happened so far and what's happening with Ben. Jennifer has to do with Ben and his death.
Right, he found some documentation of what happened with Jennifer, and he's like, these are all connected in the
But
sense of.
they also are what's it called? Redacted.
Yes, yeah.
Heavily
And so
redacted.
he's like, but this has something to do with Reginald. We need to find out what's going on.
Yeah, David Cross finds and talks to Ben. He's just David Cross. He's not Cy Grossman. He's David Cross.
I
I
can't.
can't either. Like, I don't know why he's here, and
And he
they
changed his
didn't even give
name.
him. Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem. David Cross is a very funny guy, and they have him doing the most boring thing ever. And
Hey,
he's just an exposition dumper, and I'm just like, why?
there will come a point where the timeline or the storyline in which he is a part is the funniest part of the show,
That's true.
is like so fucking pathetic. I don't
But
have
not because of him. And again, you know that he's a funny guy. Let him be
no.
funny.
Well,
Anyway.
but it's also partly because one of the genes is
No, we'll talk about it. Well, I forget
is
what.
Ron is from.
Ron from Parks and Rec. He's
Yeah.
very, very funny.
He is
I
very.
love him. As soon as
I
I
do
saw him, I was like, yes.
that was
Yes.
an excellent choice, but
He was
aside.
an excellent choice. I don't know who the other gene
The woman is.
is.
I should look
He's
that up.
fine.
Yeah, no, she's fine, and she's also a comedian. I should know this.
I'm sure she is. That makes a lot of sense. But again, they also get David Cross and they don't do anything with him, which is disappointing. They do plenty with the guy from Parks and Rec, but not with David Cross, which is so sad. Anyway, Ben kind of connects with Jennifer, like mentally or psychologically or something. More red stuff grows across their faces when he concentrates on her.
It's Megan Mullally, and she was on Will and Grace.
Yes, really, that was her? I don't think I've ever seen her brunette. Damn. Okay, that's cool. I always thought of her as a redhead, but I mean, or not a redhead, with a different voice.
Well, she always has that little squeaky voice.
Yeah, that's what I'm used to. Okay, that's funny.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's really cool. Anyway, I think they work really well together as like a
They do.
comedy duo. I will say when they came in and introduced themselves as Dr. Jean Thibodeau and Dr. Jean Thibodeau, and them being like, "We'll make you guess which gene is which, recessive or dominant." I will admit I did laugh because, and I probably would have laughed if I was in Jennifer's situation because I would have been like, "What the fuck is
The
this?"
fuck is this
That's very
exactly?
funny to me. I don't know why.
Because
Anyway.
they are funny.
Maybe I'm just a nerd. Anyway, the genes show her their treasure trove of artifacts in their barn. They ask her.
That's pretty funny that they have this whole, and it's
Of
arranged
course
like,
they do. They are on an alpaca farm
yeah, but
in the
they've
middle of
arranged
nowhere.
like it's set up like the museum of timelines or something.
They ask her how they can help bring about the cleanse because they know that she's a part of it, but she has no idea what they're talking about, and she thinks they're crazy. So they lock her in the room in the barn with the squid that she came out of, like kind of like a fossilized squid in some ways or
It's not
something.
even like torn open like she was in it. So I, what the fuck? I
I
mean,
have no idea. And also,
it's
how did that end up in our timeline? That is such a big artifact compared to like all the small things that they've gotten. Like, what? Anyway, the thing
crazy.
is, we never see like the artifacts pop up in any way. So it's like, okay, so where were these? Like, what? I'm confused. Anyway,
The Gene and Jean would be an interesting story in and of itself, but
I think
unfortunately,
so.
We're not gonna like I because honestly, they have lost so I've lost so much faith in the showrunners that I'm not interested even in seeing a Gene and Jean because they've screwed things up. But
Yeah, I
whatever.
would have liked to see them in their different timelines and then just be like, huh. Because that story is interesting. And if they wanted to do something like they've done in the past for like, oh gosh. Well, just in general, like sometimes they have bottle episodes where they're just following a certain group of people. I think that would have been interesting for to see a little bit of, just like flashes of their journey of like they're talking about how they were Harvard prof she was a Harvard professor and he was like a MacArthur genius or something like that. He got a grant. And so like they were very, very smart people. And then they got shipped off to a different timeline. And now they are teaching community college and getting dropped and then getting fired because they have all these random theories that nobody agrees with. So I think that's interesting, but then they just mention it in passing and not like little flashes of something. I think that could have been interesting, but that's not my trip. That's their choice. They lock her in the barn with the squid and she freaks out and she looks like she's having PTSD. It seems like something she would remember about herself of like, oh, I came out of a squid when I was maybe, I don't know, 10. And then I ended up in this town. And she does have a moment where she freaks out about being Truman Showed, but I'm just like, okay, well, you came out of the squid. Like, what? Like she acts like she never
She
had
does talk
parents.
about
Like
it.
her,
She
well, no, she
doesn't.
acts like she like lost her parents or something. Like she is an orphan. But like, and she acted like, oh, well, I thought this guy was my uncle, the sheriff or whatever was my uncle. You came out of a squid, girl. Like, did what?
Why would
What are you
you think
talking
you're
about? Was
related
that
to
your
someone?
birth? Like, I'm confused.
I don't know.
Anyway, Luther, Allison, and Victor go to Reginald's house, and the guards welcome them in with open arms. Allison hasn't talked to him in 5 years. They meet his wife, Abigail, and she's very welcoming to them. Klaus meets with his dealer Quinn, who is angry about not getting paid. He kills Klaus, but Klaus comes back and whatever. He thinks that he can profit off that. or Quinn does. Reginald comes into the room and asks them about the Jennifer situation and them having powers again and how they've probably messed everything up because he heard about what happened in the town. Jennifer apparently is the group's opposite and more powerful than all of them.
She has something called Durango.
Well, that's explained in a minute. Lila, Diego, and Five show up to the mansion and want to talk about Ben. Klaus is taken to Quinn's torture dungeon and will pay off his debt by being a medium.
I hate that so much.
I know. And the group at the mansion realizes that they can't remember how Ben died. They all have this like pre-programmed memory of like, oh, we let the team down. Ben was the best of us. He died. It was an accident. Reginald apparently messed with their memories, and they get mad at this Reginald, even though it's not the same Reginald from their timeline. And I love this Reginald's energy so much. I loved it in the last season, and I love it now. He's like the bright spot of this, of him just being like, well, I don't know why that seems like something I would do, but it's not
You
what I actually did. I don't know
can't
why
hold
his like
it against
voice, his cheery tone is so funny to me.
He's
I'm just
figured
being like,
out
well, I guess that could be me. I'm going to go help you now, children. It's just, I don't know. I love it. Reginald's wife convinced him to restore their memory, convinces him to restore their memories. Ben, meanwhile, uses his powers to kill the people guarding the barn and saves Jennifer while the Deans line dance.
Yeah, the Deans line dancing to Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves is hilarious.
So
There
funny.
are so few really good songs this season, and that's another
Yeah.
just makes me so angry. Like, I'm glad that they used this and it was fun the way they used it, but at the same time, it's kind of like, what happened to the rest of it? And
What
are
happened
we
to that
just
great 80s soundtrack?
well, or just great soundtrack in general? Because some of the songs that they used in the 60s and whatever, those were
Of
great songs
course.
too. But they used them primarily for like fight scenes or mo necessary montages. This was neither. This is just as comic relief, just like in last season, right at the beginning, we had Footloose as just comic relief. And it was fun because at least it was the main five doing it or main seven doing it. But it's not like they just aren't using the actual characters anymore.
Yeah,
It's
no,
like
they're
we just
just vessels.
gosh,
I
it's terrible.
don't feel like any of them have a really distinct personality anymore.
No.
And we'll talk about that in a second. The Jeans let Jennifer and Ben go. They even shoot their own men to let them go, which is kind of ridiculous, but whatever. Luther, Allison, Diego, and Victor get ready to get their memories back. Lila apologizes to Diego and says she thinks they need a break to reassess their marriage, probably for the best. And then they go under for the memory thing. And that's the end of the episode.
You had so many more notes than I did. What were
Okay.
your best parts?
Klaus calling people out on their bullshit. I loved
No,
that.
I failed to. It's good.
Luther mentions that Luther, when he's talking to Victor about like why Victor knows where Reginald lives, why he might have like kept track of Reginald's like what he's up to, and like Victor says he's just stuck. And while Luther's talking about how he doesn't really interact with the family all that often, he says, "You don't contribute to the family newsletter." I love that
Yeah,
Luther started a family
otherwise,
newsletter.
yes, of course.
That's very
It's
on brand
serious.
for him, but at the same time, I feel like I'll talk about it in more spice. And Reginald's energy, as I said, I love his little peppy, like, I'm a scientist and I'm also kind of crazy. And I'm also an alien from outer space, but we're not going to cover that right now. And so it's funny. He's funny. I love this actor so much. And he has moments in the next episode, which is great. But like, again, I love him.
Yeah, I think you're a little more forgiving of the fact that like Reginald being a bright spot is actually a thing in this season, which is like I didn't really like it that much last season either, because it's like what's happening? I mean, I do think the performance was really great last season. I feel like
That's what
this is less.
I'm not saying the writing's good. I'm just saying this actor's fun.
It's not. So my best parts, I liked the part where Ben's taking out the defenses. It's kind of cool with the Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves thing. I liked that being interspersed with the Gene and Jean dancing. And I agree, Klaus calling people out, that was good. But it's like for 5 seconds. So, what were your worst parts?
Klaus reverting back to old Klaus is stupid to me, and he's mostly doing it just out of spite at this point, which is like it's not out of necessity anymore. It's more just out of, well, Allison's being mean to me because she gave me back my powers because I was dying, and I don't appreciate that, so I'm just going to fuck up her life along with my own. It's like, okay, and this is helpful because that's weird. Lila and Diego's marital issues. I'm just like, okay, we know you guys really care about each other and love each other. You guys have just been bored with your regular suburban lives. Now that you have your powers back, you can explore other possibilities and you can like try to figure out like a new way for your marriage to work now. Like you obviously you need counseling. Like you don't and maybe the break to reassess their marriage would be the time for counseling. But honestly, like all of them need therapy. We all know this, but like, it's just, I don't know. They just need time to like figure their own shit out. But that's all I wrote down. But an overarching one, and this is kind of true for the whole season, is what I said before of like them not utilizing characters and their unique attributes enough, because they all just kind of feel one note at this point. Like, Allison's like, well, I'm done being the villain in this family. It's like, okay, well, you haven't grown at all from what you were last season. You need to like act differently. You need to make choices.
5 years. 5 years.
6 years, actually, I think.
Whatever. So I know I don't want to beat this as a dead horse because honestly, I just don't think that my sense of this is going to change very much. But Lila and Diego, I absolutely hate that dynamic. I hate Allison, and I despise that there is no sibling chemistry. That makes me so angry because that is the whole reason you watch the show. So that sucks. What grade did you give this episode?
B, it might be a B minus.
I gave it a C plus.
Yeah, I'll give it a B minus.
Okay.
All right, The Cleanse, season 4, episode 4, The Cleanse. Luther, Allison, Diego, and Victor, for whatever reason, Victor wasn't there, but fine. Get their
That's
memories
so dumb.
back.
And of
Victor's
course,
like,
Klaus
well, I
is.
was part of the team. It's like, no, you weren't. You
Well,
didn't go.
but Klaus is not part of any of this, so his memory doesn't get restored. No one talks about that ever. Ever.
Never, never. And he was there, and he was closest to Ben. And
Explain that shit
they
to
don't
me.
capitalize on that dynamic at all. But again,
No.
I think that's like one of the big inherent problems of like, oh, we don't have normal Ben, we have Sparrow Ben.
Yeah.
So we can't have any dynamics with that guy anymore. So he's separated from the group. Klaus, for whatever reason, is being separated from the group, even though he's probably one of the people with the best dynamics with everybody. And now we're just stuck with the people who are just annoyed at everything. So Klaus is usually the laid back one who's kind of just going with the flow, or and even with the new dynamic of like him being a little bit more cautious is even more funny. But like it doesn't work without him, and there are many reasons. They were the kids in the flashback. They were meant to locate a weapon and destroy it, and are told not to open the container with the weapon in it. The weapon is Jennifer, and Ben opens it because he hears some banging from inside, and he touches her hand, which makes the red splotches appear. Reginald kills both Jennifer and Ben and
He
erases the
shoots
group's
them.
memories.
Yeah, he shoots them both.
Reginald's wife admits that she synthesized a new element, which was Marigold, and at the same time made another element, Durango, which was its complete opposite. It was made, and when they meet, it causes a reaction that causes an extinction.
But they called the cleanse, and she didn't realize in time before she like destroyed their planet, basically.
Yeah, that's what caused the destruction of their planet. Durango is in Jennifer, and they can't come into contact with her, but Luther recalls what happened with Ben, and he saw the splotches appear. Ben and Jennifer are on the run. I don't care. Luther describes the rash on Ben's arm. Reginald wants to kill Ben or Jennifer to prevent the reaction. Victor gets upset with Reginald and starts using his powers on him and goes on a rant about how his life sucked, even though we've been through this. We've talked about this many
Every
times.
fucking season, we spend a lot of fucking time on Victor and previously Vanya's like issues with daddy.
At this point, like of all the people who haven't really dealt with their trauma, it's not Victor.
Correct.
It's Luther, who has lost his wife and like is not dealing with any of that. He's just being a stripper, which I mean is funny for a minute, but then like what? Then he's not dealing with anything substantial. Luther is nothing this season, which is so stupid to me. I love Luther.
I do
And
too.
maybe it's just because I like him, but whatever.
Yeah. Tom Hardy.
Reginald gets informed of where Ben was. Klaus is being pumped. Sorry, pimped. I almost said pumped. That too, but pimped out and used as a medium for people to screw their dead lovers, essentially. A woman.
Beetlejuice sex.
Yeah, essentially. A woman comes in about her sugar daddy or husband or something
Both.
and screws him while he's inhabiting Klaus's body. The family go to the barn and see the destruction Ben left in his wake. There are tattoos on the dead people's arms of an upside down umbrella, which indicates a keeper. Lila talks to Five about blipping to the original timeline and stopping Ben from touching Jennifer in the original timeline, and maybe none of this would happen. Lila and
And
Diego talk.
for reasons that make no sense, Five goes along with this. He's usually significantly smarter than this, which, I'm so disgusted with what happens with Five in this season. It just makes
We'll
me
talk about that in the next episode. Lila and Diego talk about the break and how she doesn't want him moping around the house until finally live his life without that baggage and to not act like his family is a burden. Because he is working really hard at his job, but he's kind of taking out like the misery he has in his life out on his children and his wife and feeling sorry for himself, which is not vibing with either Lila or their children or their family. Victor, and I one thing I will say, I don't like how they're acting like Lila's completely in the right here, because it takes two to tango. It's
Oh, and
two
she's
There are two
sneaking
people in red.
around doing like secret mission shit.
Do I think that Diego is perfect or like that he's doing all that he can for their marriage? No. But do I think that Lila should, well, we don't know, but Lila should also be putting forth effort in their marriage if she cared about it enough. Anyway, so Victor talks to Reginald about not killing Ben and trying to prevent that. Five talks to his boss and asks if Diego and Luther can go to CIA HQ. Allison calls the house and Claire tells her about Klaus's bender, so she goes to check on him.
Oof.
Check on them. The jeans go to King Reg, which is essentially Burger King. They
Or
say,
Chickadoo. They call it Chickadoo. It's time
well,
for some
the
Chickadoo.
sandwich is called a chickadoo. They say a key phrase that makes the employee shut down the restaurant and just throw out all the patrons at once in the middle of the day. Allison and Claire talk about Klaus, and she calls out how, like, Claire calls out how Allison can't make healthy boundaries with her brother. Agreed. Klaus doesn't ke get to keep his earnings from being pimped out because there are hidden fees or whatever, and he just has to keep p being pimped out. The Jeans meet with the keepers. David Cross comes in and knew the code phrase and wants to discuss Jennifer. Ben and Jennifer are in separate rooms, watched it at a motel, watching the same movie. I think it's like The Blob or The Thing or something or other, something with like some body horror or something. They're in separate rooms watching the same movie and talk through the wall. They have a weird connection. I don't care.
No,
Five and
I
Lila.
really don't fucking care about any of that. They're trying to make it into like something romantic and whatever. It's not.
My thing is that, and I guess I'll just talk about this now, but the Jennifer incident, I like better as something that's just happened in the past, and they can find out about it this season. That's fine. But I don't need this Ben and that Jennifer or this Jennifer like doing anything. Do you know what I mean? These are people we don't know. We barely know Sparrow Ben. He's just an asshole. Jennifer, we have no idea who she is, and we don't care. She came out of a squid. Okay.
We're supposed to feel sorry for her because she's been Truman showed, but
She seemed to be having a fine life. I don't care. Anyway, Five and Lila go to the subway station. The lady from before, the one with the sugar daddy, goes back to Klaus asking for where her sugar daddy's money is and threatens Klaus. Klaus gets flashes of a race dog and it's brave. He tells her where the money is if she he will tell her if where the money is if she can help him get out of there. He tells her the money is in the bank with the password being Thunderbolt, which is the dog's name, and she gives him her brooch so that he can escape. Even though that's not where the money is, he knows that it's at the dog's grave, which is a very interesting way to make sure your money is never found by anybody. Okay. Luther and Diego go to CIA HQ. Lila and Five go to another station and go to another. Oh, I wrote that twice. And they travel back, but it's the wrong timeline. So it's like a different amalgamation of what the Umbrella Academy is, but it's the Phoenix Academy with like Luther, Diego, Klaus, some people from the like there are
Like
like two people from the Sparrow Academy in there. So it's just a different like Alfonso's there, and it's in it, the blind Raven person's there. So I don't know.
Bird girl.
Bird girl. They look at the map that Lila found and go to a different station. Klaus uses the brooch to break out of the basement. Klaus goes to the dog's grave and digs up for the money. He gets caught by the woman who holds him at gunpoint. Quinn shows up and her and him and the lady shoot at each other. But only Quinn is left alive, and he takes the money and buries Klaus alive.
Yeah, he buries him in the dog's grave, and that then we see Five and Lila miss
Well,
their shot.
Victor and Reginald talk about how the family is there for each other, so you shouldn't kill them. Okay.
Oh,
All right,
I
go
skipped
ahead.
that entirely.
No, that's fine.
Five and Lila are on the subway trying to get back, and they miss their stop because the train doesn't stop. So they're like, "Oh shit." Then we see that Ben and Jennifer meet up and start. They have what I termed fiery sex that sets off explosions and power surges and stuff. And that's the end of the episode.
Well, they blow up a guy's brain.
They do. They do. And that's pretty much it. So, what were your best parts?
The interesting twist with Reginald killing Ben, I guess. I mean, it's not
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
like it's when I first watched it, I was like, oh, well, that makes sense. And so I was just like, yeah, okay, that's at least normal. That's
Plausible.
plausible. Good job, writers, for doing one thing right. And then Luther and Diego, I guess. I think they're the only ones who actually have a sibling dynamic at this point, because like when the CIA director or whatever, Five's boss,
Will get some more of that.
yes, I know, but even in this episode, when the CIA director guy goes up to them and offers them to like go to the CIA, like they're both being offered, and Luther's like, nah, I'm good. But Diego's like, no, wait, we'll both go. And then Luther's like, but I don't want to go to the CIA. And Diego's like,
Was like, but we need
we can
to.
go to the CIA. Like, this is my dream. It's like, all right, this, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So I like that how seriously Diego's taking it, whereas Luther's just like, okay, I guess this can happen. I do like that. So at least there's some kind of dynamic there that's worth watching. Go ahead.
The only thing I wrote down is Klaus is funny. And I will say this, when we watched this season the first time, I think you said something or whatever. One of the things that made us angry at that time was you've got Klaus completely isolated from the siblings. This is a guy who has chemistry with like a rock. You could put him
I definitely said that, yeah.
any situation and he can make something funny and like good TV out of it. But you take him away from the siblings and you have to wonder, what in the fuck is the point? What are we fucking doing? And there's no explanation to me. None. Zero. And other than, oh, that'd be funny to see like Klaus have Beetlejuice sex. I mean, it like, yeah, he's doing a great job with the shit you gave him, but it means nothing to the plot. And I feel like I'll talk about that in worse parts. Go ahead.
Well, here's the thing. They kind of tried to do something similar last season, but at least he was bonding with a character we knew, which was Reginald. And that, And we saw that funny dynamic of just like, well, I never thought I would get to like even bond with my father, so let me try to do it through you, even though I'm getting hit by a car constantly.
Yeah,
And like that, we played ball. It's funny. It's just funnier. And so it's like we played catch in the street. It's
is.
like it's funny. But then we have this of just like, well, I got pimped out. Okay, like that's not funny. That's not funny to me.
It means nothing. Like he was learning something about his powers with Reginald. He's not doing anything. In fact, he's regressing. His powers are like they're like not even being utilized. It is sad. It's awful.
It's disappointing.
It is. Go ahead. What were your worst parts?
Confusing stuff with Ben and Jennifer. Like, am I supposed to care? I bet I'm supposed to care. I don't care about this Ben. This Ben is not the Ben we know. The Ben we know was stuck with Klaus for the first two seasons because he was dead
And
and
he was sweet, and he had
so
a
good.
personality.
He had a sweet personality. He cared about his family and he wouldn't just abandon them and all that stuff. Like the complete opposite of this Ben, which is the point, and that was the point last season of like, oh, this is a new Ben. That's what was interesting about that season of just like seeing how Ben could have turned out if the Umbrella Academy had been different. But no, no, but no, we don't get that Ben.
No, we do not.
Even though, when you think about it, if we're going back to a timeline where they didn't have powers, that Ben should be alive. So what's the point in that? That's weird. I don't like that. But since we're stuck with this Ben, whatever. But like, do I care about him and Jennifer? No. Like, they don't know each other. They have fiery sex, I guess,
I
and
will
that's
add
it.
one thing to that. The actors have no chemistry, so.
I don't think they're bad looking, but they're but do they
Attractive people, don't get me wrong.
but they don't they I here's the thing. I don't think they have horrible chemistry. I just think that they weren't given enough time to play out a relationship on screen. So we, regardless of if they had chemistry, we wouldn't find this plot line plausible.
I would disagree with it. They have a lot of screen time as Ben and Jennifer talking through a wall. Doing something that is idiotic. Like, first of all, where did they get money to have separate rooms? They didn't have anything. I mean, they didn't have enough money for like a full tank of gas. There is so much shit that is wrong.
I'm in the boat of like they have endless funds at this point that I don't care about.
Right, but
Like they drove halfway across the country to go to Maine, like without any reason.
whatever. But you know, the point to me being that there is a lot of screen time given to Ben and Jennifer. And even the in first watch, and the second watch, I had already made up my mind that I didn't care. So it was a little bit harder. But even in the first watch, it was kind of like, I'm not seeing like why she's reacting to him. Like I can see why
Yeah.
he's reacting to her.
I see him. I don't really see her.
I don't see her,
And I
but
don't think that's entirely the actress's fault. I think a lot of the writing has to do with it as well. But I don't think it necessarily helps that we are just meeting her now, and we're supposed to just buy that they have a connection, a like psychic power connection thing. And I don't care. I don't care. Victor making everything about his daddy issues. We've done this so many times. And if we wanted to do this, we could have done this as like a joint thing with Klaus last season where he like has discussions with Reginald. But I mean, I don't understand. I don't care. I don't care. And Klaus is bullshit. Like the whole thing with like Klaus being separated from the group in general. And again, I love Robert Sheehan. It's not his fault. He did not, I don't, as far as I know, he did not choose to be separated from the group like this. And maybe he did. I highly doubt that because it makes absolutely no sense. And I have no idea why they're doing it like this. But you could have had so many different things go on. They're obviously leaning more into like the Allison and Klaus dynamic and how she's just like saving him from all his benders, which we haven't seen really. We didn't see that in the original timeline at all. She never really helped him out with his benders. She went
No.
off, he fucked off to Hollywood and had a family, which
Right.
is
She did.
fine. She lived her own life, but like we've never seen this in the past. They're trying to shoehorn that in now, and so now she has a savior complex. And that's
Yeah,
what she
no.
needs to work through. I think she needs
No.
to work through the fact that she's a horrible fucking person. And
Yeah.
she raped her kind of adopted brother, kind
Brother.
of.
Yeah. There's something wrong with that.
That she needs to apologize for.
Yeah.
I think they're just trying to give Allison a different problem so that we ignore this fact that she did all those horrible things, but it's not working.
It's not
Anyway,
working.
it didn't work for me because it's kind of like there have been many like shows that once you go too far with a certain character and they don't take measures to fix them in any way or redeem them, once you cross a line, a certain kind of line, I can't like that character anymore. Like I can't do it. And unfortunately, that happened with Allison. I think that Allison was fine in the first season. She was figuring out her deal, and she was going through a lot of stuff with her divorce and losing her child and stuff like that. And then the second season, she again was losing everything all over again. She was in the 60s, which was the worst time she could be there, and well, one of the worst times. Anyway, she just and then they fucked her over, and now I can't sympathize with her anymore. Sorry.
I can't sympathize with her either.
Yeah,
All
those
right,
are the
anything
worst
else?
parts. No, go ahead.
Victor, I just, that whole daddy issues thing, I'm so done. Ben and Jennifer, no chemistry, don't fucking care. Lila and Five, again, the what they are doing with them as characters is dumb, and it is not really what you would expect from either of them as characters. It's just stupid. And wasted Klaus. I just, ugh, whatever. What grade did you give this episode?
C plus.
Wow.
I don't
Really?
know, a C? I don't
I gave
know. All
it a C minus. I thought
right,
it was
fine, I'll
worse
give it a
than the last
C.
episode. I thought it was worse than the last episode. So whatever.
Yeah, and this is worse than the last episode, and I gave the last episode like a B minus, so I'll give this one a C.
Okay. All right. We do have two more episodes of Umbrella Academy season four. We will have to see how that goes. But we are looking forward to sharing the end of this season with you. We hope that you join us. And
Cheers.